Mainstream Western psychiatric and psychological healing traditions have paid scant attention to self-management. In contrast to the Western reliance on drugs and verbal therapies, other traditions from around the world rely on mindfulness, movement, rhythms, and action. Yoga in India, Tai Chi and Qigong in China, and rhythmical drumming throughout Africa are just a few examples. The cultures of Japan and the Korean Peninsula have spawned martial arts which focus on the cultivation of purposeful movement and being centered in the present, abilities that are damaged in traumatized individuals. Aikido, Judo, Taekwondo, Kendo, and Jiu-Jitsu, as well as Capoeira from Brazil, are examples. These techniques all involve physical movement, breathing, and meditation. Aside from yoga, few of these popular non-Western healing traditions have been systematically studied for the treatment of PTSD. Number 2. No mind without mindfulness. At the core of recovery is self-awareness. The most important phrases in trauma therapy are, notice that, and what happens next? Traumatized people live with seemingly unbearable sensations. They feel heartbroken and suffer from intolerable sensations in the pit of their stomach or tightness in their chest. Yet, avoiding feeling these sensations in our bodies increases our vulnerability to being overwhelmed by them. Body awareness puts us in touch with our inner world, the landscape of our organism. Simply noticing our annoyance, nervousness, or anxiety immediately helps us shift our perspective and opens up new options other than our automatic, habitual reactions. Mindfulness puts us in touch with the transitory nature of our feelings and perceptions. When we pay focused attention to our bodily sensations, we can recognize the ebb and flow of our emotions and, with that, increase our control over them. Traumatized people are often afraid of feeling. It's not so much the perpetrators, who hopefully are no longer around to hurt them, but their own physical sensations that now are the enemy. Apprehension about being hijacked by uncomfortable sensations keeps the body frozen and the mind shut. Even though the trauma is a thing of the past, the emotional brain keeps generating sensations that make the sufferer feel scared and helpless. It's not surprising that so many trauma survivors are compulsive eaters and drinkers, fear making love, and avoid many social activities. Their sensory world is largely off limits.